This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, November 6th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. The Rogers Historical Museum presents Art from the Earth on exhibit now through February 2014. This exhibit features the museum's own collection, as well as other collections, to illustrate the wide range of pottery used and sometimes made in Arkansas over the centuries. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154, or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Amazium receives a large gift, and Grant Neal, the director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, talks to Roby Brock about the state of Arkansas's economy.
Plus, the launch of a new magazine focused on the local culinary culture, stories from Fort Smith's past, music from the Austin Lounge Lizards, and more.
But first, the Arkansas Department of Education has announced 137 public schools have attained achieving status by meeting annual targets and test scores. Under the Elementary and Secondary Education Act program, schools are evaluated based on individualized school-by-school-based targets, not statewide targets. Dr. Tom Kimbrell, Commissioner of Education, says the needs improvement category is the largest, with 793 schools receiving this designation.
Improvement, and most of our schools are in some level of improvement, is not always a bad thing. As we've said over and over again, every organization that I've ever been a part of, whether we were doing really, really well, whether we were doing mediocre, or whether we were doing poorly, there was a level of expectation of improvement. And we expect our exemplary schools to continue to improve.
In Northwest Arkansas, more than 50 schools are on the improvement list. The full list of top-level schools or exemplary schools is expected to be released today.
Officials with the Arkansas Department of Human Services say just more than 49,000 Arkansans are now signed up for the health insurance through the state's health insurance marketplace. The state's private option health insurance expansion plan, which was approved by the legislature this year, uses federal Medicaid money to buy private insurance through an exchange. Spokeswoman Amy Webb says yesterday steps were taken to complete the process.
The Department of Human Services began auto-assigning health plans for people who told us, yes, we want to enroll in the private option. They were eligible, but they never got around to picking their own plans. And so we needed to complete that enrollment process for them, and they will be notified of the plan that was selected on their behalf, and they now have 30 days to change that plan if they would prefer something else.
Assignments were made according to a formula set by the Arkansas Insurance Department. Coverage for those now enrolled begins in January. People with incomes of up to 138% of the poverty line are eligible.
After a pair of announcements yesterday, one more is in and one is out of the race for the Arkansas 4th District seat in the U.S. House. James Lee Witt of Dardanelle officially announced his intentions to run for Congress on the Democrat ticket. Speaking to reporters on a conference call yesterday, Witt said he wants to bring change to the atmosphere in Congress.
The reason I'm running is simple. I've spent my adult life bringing people together at the toughest times of their lives and dealing with the disasters. Nowhere needs disaster relief more than Washington. No place needs to be brought together more than Congress. I don't claim to know everything, but I do know that name-calling and partisan bickering aren't going to solve any problems.
Witt is a former Yale County judge, and he served as the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency under President Clinton for 8 years, beginning in 1993. Witt faces Janice Percival, a community college instructor from Hot Springs, in the Democratic primary. Whoever wins the primary will face one of two Republicans vying for the seat, Bruce Westerman, a state representative from Hot Springs, and businessman Tommy Mall, as potential representatives for the district. While Witt announced his plans to run, Beth Ann Rankin, a Republican who has had two prior unsuccessful campaigns for the seat, announced her intentions to stay out of the race. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Rankin ran in 2010 and 2012, first losing to Mike Ross in the general election, then losing last year's Republican primary to Congressman Tom Cotton. Rankin, who hails from Magnolia, said while she is staying out of this race, she isn't ruling out a campaign in the future for the 4th District seat.
the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith has received additional support. Yesterday, Arvest Bank announced that it is donating $100,000 to the museum as a founding donor gift. In terms of comparison, museum officials in August said then that it needed to raise between $10 and $15 million by September 2014 to meet its roughly $30 million needed to break ground on the facility. The overall project cost is estimated at around $53 million.
The third annual Protein, Produce, and Pennies food drive that was held in Fayetteville throughout the month of October garnered more than 1,400 pounds of hunger relief efforts in Northwest Arkansas. 595 pounds of dry goods and 833.5 pounds of fresh produce were collected and donated to Northwest Arkansas Hunger Relief and to the Fayetteville Public Schools Outback Pantry.
Mercy Hospital Northwest Arkansas has named Eric Pinalto as its new president. According to the hospital, Pinalto has served as interim president since July 31st, and he will manage the next phase of Mercy's community growth plan. He has been an administrator with Mercy Health Systems for 19 years, including 10 years in Northwest Arkansas, as well as roles in Fort Smith and Oklahoma. Prior to serving as interim president, Pinalto was the chief operating officer of Mercy Clinic in Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with lows from 30 in northwest Arkansas to 35 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the lower 60s. And tomorrow night, expect mostly clear skies with lows from 33 in northwest Arkansas to 38 in the Arkansas River Valley.